kind of a mixed reaction naturally from the under 16s with the news that they are doing what Australia did and banning social media for people under the age of 16. Now, this will come into effect in spring of 2027. They've obviously a lot to figure out and work with Metas and TikToks and whoever on the background on this. But Australia did it. And I've listened to a few podcasts, and in Australia, they were kind of off the cuff talking about the social media ban. It's not exactly what I was going to the podcast for or anything. But apparently, you know, if you really want to be on social media, the under 16s were finding a way to get on there over there. I don't know. Keir Starmer in the UK yesterday saying that they're really going to put a blanket ban on this. He was confident that the ban can be affected, but did acknowledge that some children can find a way around it. I obviously know that I don't, if you're under 16 now, I don't want you to be like, oh, you're one, like, how annoying. But like, I got through my teenage years with no social media and I kind of liked it, yeah, to be honest. And I do think back now, and like, I was that person who said, God, it's so hard for the kids now that they never really have a break from social media. Whereas like, it all started as we were kind of coming to the end of our teenage years and we did have a life without it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I am with you on that 100%. You couldn't pay me enough money to go back and be a teenager now.
No. I think they have it worse than any generation that came before them. But talking yesterday to the press, a BBC journalist went to a school chatting to the kids, and this reporter got chatting to this one young girl in particular who was just brilliant, right?
Tell me how you felt when you heard the Prime Minister say no more social media for you.
I didn't think it would actually happen. I kind of believed that he'd chicken out of it and give it more time or more consideration, but he seems pretty sure of it, and I'm not sure if I agree with him.
Okay, so a lot of people will find it really difficult, obviously, to be without it, having had it. That's worse. If you never have it in the first place, you don't know what you're missing out on. But when your life is to be on TikTok and you're scrolling in bed before school, going to school the next morning, it's very hard to take it away. But what's amazing is this girl has gone hugely viral. I love the quickness of this reply. The journalist went on to ask her another question.
Earlier, we looked at screen time. What was your screen time over the weekend?
9 hours.
9 hours. So suddenly, you're going to have a lot more time to fill. And what will you do?
Stare at a wall.
Okay.
Stare at a wall. I love this girl.
Stare at a wall.
This went all over social media platforms yesterday. Ironically, it was everywhere you looked. Just this whole thing of this girl going,
stare at a wall.
That's what I will be doing when you take this off me, Mr. Starmer.
What do you do in that situation, though, when you're the BBC? Like, she just went, okay.
Fair enough.
You should have, like, there should have been a little bit more to play along with that. Like, she panicked.
Yeah, she's funny.
Our journalist's not allowed to be funny and have a life, no?
Oh, yeah, maybe not if you work for the Biebs. But I was thinking of alternatives. If you were in that situation, other things you could do that we actually did when we were like 16.
We're so
that
old.
Might seem really boring now, but we're actually kind of crack. Kind of go crack. You can ring someone's house phone to talk to them instead
very
of them.
Good.
Instead of DMing them on TikTok, you can ring and you can have an awkward chat with their dad before they go and get your friend,
very
and then
good.
You'll have a chat on the house phone and everyone in the house can hear you. Instead, you can do this thing called burning CDs, not literally setting them on fire, but you can put really embarrassing names on CDs and give them to your friends the next morning. You can hang around the shop for no reason at all.
No, Emma,
this
these are
is
brilliant.
Something that I'd like to come back, and we've talked about our passion for loitering on this show a lot, and I think loitering needs to make a comeback.
No, I hate it. No, don't get me started.
Harmless loitering is fun, and it's all. I loitered for my entire teenage years, and it did me no harm. I loved a bit of loitering. You can call to your friend's house and ask their mom if they can come out rather than getting onto them online. You can wait all day for one song to come on the radio, and you'll actually hear the whole thing, not 15 seconds of it as well. And this is something that's crazy. You can agree to meet someone at 7 p.m. at that place, and you just have to trust.
I just trust they're going to be there.
You don't have the location, nothing.
Very good.
Just some
that was
suggest.
Very good.
One more time for this lady, please.
Stare at a wall.
Legend.